Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do you ever feel like the person who prayed, "God, give me patience and give it to me right now"? You may feel like that at the moment. You have been facing a particular situation or irritation day after day, hour after hour, and you think you can't stand it for another moment. You're saying to yourself, "I've had it. I just can't take any more of this." It could be your husband or wife, possibly the person you work with, your teenager, or if you're a teenager, it may be your mom or dad. There are times which confront us all when we feel our ire building and we know that we've reached the danger zone of what we can handle. It's the red alert. So what do? Walk out? Tell them off? Hit the ceiling or perhaps the person who bothers you? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. No, that only makes the problem worse. Anyone can quit, anyone can cut loose and paint the air blue. Today's guidelines are dedicated to you who feel the pressures and irritations of daily living and are not quite sure how to make patience a part of your personality. In the next 3 minutes, take a break from what you're doing, at least mentally, because these 3 minutes could possibly change the direction of your life. First, I'd like to suggest that real patience, the kind described in the Bible, isn't the thought of sitting on your hands idly while you get stomped on doormat fashion. The word that the writers of Scripture use to describe patience is the Greek word makrothumia. It's uniformly translated long-suffering, steadfastness, or patience. But the idea behind the word is holding steady in the face of opposition. It's a strong word that talks about or denotes control in tough times. It was used of a soldier who was holding an outpost, and when he was under attack, he stood his ground unflinchingly. The word was used to describe Christ, who held steady under the pressure and opposition of the religious leaders of his day instead of lashing out in anger and defiance. The word was used by the Apostle Paul to describe the work of God's Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. Paul wrote to the Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience. And there you have it. Now, for a moment, mentally step back from your problem or situation and try to look at your irritation or the person bothering you objectively. Holding steady for a period of time will help you to act rather than react to the pressure of a crisis. Usually, what you do without thinking on the spur of the moment is seldom right. If you pause for a few moments or a few days, the situation may right itself, and again, if it doesn't, waiting gives you time to think through it. Then what you do is calculated, thought through, not a knee-jerk reaction to some jerk who really got to you. Waiting saves regret later on. Holding steady for the moment also gives you the opportunity to take the upward look as you ask God for wisdom. The Bible contains God's promise, "If any lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives wisdom generously and does not chide our stupidity." My translation. A final thought. Patience doesn't mean that you have to like the circumstances. Rather, it means you find the grace of God to await God's time without sinning or making a fool of yourself. Someone put it like this: Christian patience is the ability to keep your motor idling when you feel like stripping your gears. Yes, God, we need patience right now.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.